This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. For college-bound students and their families, the process of funding that education is a long and potentially challenging one, and for the upcoming school year, has probably already started. But a new report by the National College Attainment Network found students left about $3.6 billion in aid money on the table last year, missing out on Pell Grants because they don't bother to fill out a financial aid form. More than 2 out of 5 high school seniors don't turn it in. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, there are efforts underway to improve those stats.
If you want federal aid to go to college, you've got to fill out the free application for federal student aid, better known as the FAFSA, which has a reputation for being about as fun as it sounds. Bryce McKibben is with the Hope Center for College Community and Justice at Temple.
There are a lot of folks who just decide it's not worth it for me to spend the time to complete the form when I'm not even sure if I'm going to go to college.
And some students are more uncertain than usual coming out of the pandemic. Plus, their parents may not be so eager to hand personal financial details over to the government, says Andrew McMillan, principal at Chapman High School in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
We're a blue-collar, working-class area, and we have to really convince our community that there's nothing wrong with applying for this federal aid.
The school raffles off laptops to try to convince students to fill the form out. It also holds FAFSA nights, where students can come with their parents to learn about putting all of their financial information into the system.
I kind of tell people it's like the DMV. Just bring everything you can.
At least 7 states have made filling out the FAFSA a requirement for high school graduation, including the one with the most school-age kids, California. Bill DeBon is a senior director with the National College Attainment Network and says these mandates work.
You know, we see California is up about 22% year over year in terms of the number of FAFSA completions.
And the Department of Education is working to make the FAFSA easier to complete. Again, Bryce McKibben.
The form for a long time has been just too long. There have been a number of questions that really trip students up.
Beginning next year, students will be able to import their tax information into the form directly from the IRS, maybe making it a little bit less of a hassle than a trip to the DMV. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.